Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
We had one clue that could lead us to our scientists and their secret. Mama Rosa, the last word uttered by the dying Carl Schmidt. Angelo, Sir Giles Davenport, swore this servant was already on the job there. Meanwhile, other investigation took me back to Helena Jansen's antique shop. There, I bumped into Roger Deauville, once a fellow school chum in England. We went out to celebrate old times, then decided to go on to his place, some distance out of Rio. We were going along merrily when we discovered we had an unknown passenger in the back seat. In a thick voice, this stranger insisted that we should drive off the main road somewhere for questioning. He applied pressure, the cold, hard nose of guns in our necks. Reluctantly, we complied.
My apologies for the crude state of this track, Senor. But our destination is a place that is most out of the way.
So it seems.
It is desired that this be a most private affair. To the left, Senor Deauville.
Have we met, my good fellow?
Not up until now. Though yourself and Senor Carson, being gentlemen who command attention in any society, are not totally unknown to me. However, it is because I desire to know so much more that I have commandeered you in this fashion.
It must have been a trifle awkward, crouching down in the back seat, as it were.
Ah, Senor, I am accustomed to situations that are awkward.
Now listen, whoever you might be, what more is there to know about me? I just happen to be an Englishman who's fallen in love with the place, and I'm quite happy running a travel agency with Rio as my headquarters.
And Senor Carson is the representative of a British meat importing firm.
Apart from his haunted hobbies, yes.
Quite so.
I am aware that he is interested in the collecting of strange pipes and also ancient weapons.
And bird watching. Had the bug when we were at school together.
Indeed. But what manner of birds does he now watch?
I'm afraid I don't follow.
Nor I, for that matter. Really, old chap, this is rather thick.
To we who are curious, the situation is also thick, as you say. Thick because there are so many things that we cannot perceive. But by your answers to our questions, that will be remedied.
Our questions? Who else is in on this?
You will learn that in good time, Senor Deauville. For the present, confine your attention to the driving. We are approaching the end of the track.
Hmm? Oh, yes. Well, there's a building or something there.
It is here that your accommodation has been arranged. The headlamps show up the door. Bring the car to a stop beside it.
I'm blowed if I will. I've had about enough of this ordering around from some foul-breathed Rio thug.
You will obey my instructions, Senor.
Carson.
Best do as he says, old chap. Back seat's the box seat.
Well, he may be in the box seat at the moment, but all right. Right beside the door. Good enough for you.
Excellent. That makes it so much more easy for me to escort you to your accommodation.
The place is in darkness.
And I fear that you will both be obliged to wait here in darkness.
Wait here?
Indeed. Until the others who are interested in the questioning make their arrival. I am to see that you are accommodated and then proceed to inform them.
Proceed where?
Senor, you have not been brought here to ask questions. It is the other way around. You will leave the headlamps of your motor car turned on for the moment. Then you will step outside. Remember, Signore, I have a gun in each hand.
If there's going to be any questioning, we'll do it right here.
Senor.
Come on, Roger. This isn't fun and games in the old school study hall. Let's get out. Well, I suppose I'll have to.
But what is this place?
A watch house, Senor. All that remains of an ancient estate. And be assured, it still well serves the purpose for which it was built.
We had little chance to see what this fellow looked like, for our backs were still to him as he searched us in the light from the headlamps of Deauville's car. But from the shadow that fell on the hard ground near the watch house, I formed the impression that he was nuggety with long arms, suggesting a strong strain of Indian blood. He found nothing on us, though he did hesitate before leaving me with my usual quota of pipes. Then he locked us in the watch house, The lights of the car were switched off, and I was alone in the darkness with Deauville.
The dashed door's as solid as a rock.
So, wasting your time shouldering it.
And it's padlocked from the outside. It's a pity we couldn't get at that padlock.
How so?
I used to be quite adept at picking them.
Well, I seem to remember something about that at the Alma Mater.
Well, being the bad boy is often more use than schoolmasters realize later in life.
Say, old chap, wouldn't go wasting those matches.
I can't stand this pitch blackness.
True. However, we may need those matches later.
But why, Carson?
Never know. Maybe a way of getting out of here.
What, are you an authority on ancient buildings as well as weapons?
Scarcely.
Then what?
Just a notion, but we'll pass. Yeah, fine way for our reunion to end up.
Yes, Carson. I was looking forward to boxing on right through the evening.
I could do with a thirst quencher now myself. Dusty in here.
It is. But dash it all, Carson. Why should they want to question us? Whoever they might be.
I haven't the faintest. Haven't been using your travel business as cover.
Cover?
You know, smuggling.
Now, Carson.
Oh, no offense.
If we're going to be personal, have you been using your meat importing position as a cover?
Well, to a point.
You have?
Covering my expenses, old man.
Oh. Anyway, it must be you. I had the feeling it was you they were more interested in.
And why should they be? Life's an open book. School, father's business, army. Back to the shelter of father's business.
With hobbies thrown in.
Possibly keeps me out of mischief, but... Been wondering what happened to you after we left school.
That's what I told you. I came out here.
Oh, that's right, you did. Couldn't work it out there. Thought your family had some estate in South of France.
Oh, I'm the independent type.
Well, look where it's landed you now. Hold it, old chap.
What's wrong?
Thought I heard a footstep outside.
Our friend back with the rest of the Inquisition?
It was a very light step. Steady now.
Monsieur Bruce.
Hold up. Steady, old chap.
Monsieur Bruce.
Is that you, Faye?
Oui. But, oh, are you all right?
Apart from being drowned with dust and darkness.
Carson, who the deuce...
It's Mademoiselle Faye Corelli.
I...
Know her?
Well, I've seen her dancing at El Rocco and other places. What's she doing here?
Curious as you. Faye!
I am here to help you to escape.
Well, you'll need to be an expert locksmith.
Can you do anything about the padlock on the door?
Oh, no, no. But, Monsieur Bruce, I am terrified for you. I come all this way and now I can do nothing.
Precisely. How did you get all this way?
It was not comfortable, Monsieur.
We'll hear that later, Faye. For the moment, we need your help to get us out.
Carson, how can she?
First, I slipped my box of matches under the door. Ready, Faye?
I have them.
Now, listen to me. Have you got some crazy idea about trying to burn this place down? It's stone, solid stone, and iron.
Not question of burning way. Blowing way.
Blowing way?
So, strike one of your matches so I can check the gadget.
But what?
Strike match, then see.
Just as you say. What the blazes is that?
Fuse, detonator, explosive charge, all in miniature. 10-second delay.
Where did it come from?
Out of pocket, old chap. Where else could it?
But you were searched.
Seems Philip missed it. Faye.
I am waiting.
Coming under door now is explosive charge. Nothing to worry about. Just handle gently. Steady does it.
I have it.
Now listen. The explosive is plastic.
Oui, it feels soft.
That cell can be pressed into the hole of the padlock. Keyhole. Go ahead, but gently.
We all know you're a crazy coot, but this is dangerous.
So is our position.
Monsieur Bruce, the explosive is now in the hole, most of it.
Good. Now, unwind fuse. Gently.
I am most gentle.
Make sure silver thing on end of the fuse still embedded in the explosive.
It is.
Right. Now, I want you to light the fuse, make sure it's burning, then get round corner of building.
Now, Monsieur Bruce?
Quick as you like.
I have opened the box of matches. Now I am striking one of them.
Carson, what about us? Do you think...
It is alight, Monsieur Bruce.
Round the corner, Faye.
Oui, Monsieur Bruce.
And Roger, we'll press against the wall on this side of the door. Should be safe enough.
Carson, if we get out of this, I'll buy you.
Hold it. Can't hear fuse, but 10 seconds must be...
You all right, Carson?
I bet your life. Especially with that door burst open. But the explosion will certainly attract attention, so let's be on our way. Amazingly handy things, pipes. It was a Bavarian job, with a miniature charge concealed in the big bulge beneath the bowl. But I didn't tell Deauville that. I insisted it was in my pocket, and that was all. But as we sped away and out onto the highway, he was anxious to know something else. though the lissom Fay wasn't over-anxious to explain.
How was I able to rescue Monsieur Bruce and yourself?
I'm greatly interested to know, naturally.
Oh, I just happened to be there.
But how did you get there? To such an outlandish place.
That is a secret I tell Monsieur Bruce.
Flattered, but scarcely fair to Roger.
Well, because I like to raise the eyebrows of Monsieur Roger, I tell. I smuggle away in what you call the boot.
In the boot? In this car? All the way?
Oui.
What next?
Amazing woman, you know, Carson.
Let me tell you, Monsieur Roger. Before I am the dancer that I want to be, also I work for a magician. I am sawn into two parts and made to vanish. All that means you must snuggle up in a tiny space for the long time. It was a little rough at the end, though.
Bravo, Fay.
You are pleased with me.
I adore you.
I hate to interrupt you two lovebirds, but why, mademoiselle, did you get into the boot? Seems odd.
Because I am waiting outside the place where you are entertaining Monsieur Bruce. I see the dark man slipping down into the back seat of your motor car. Oh, there is trouble for my friend, I think. So, just before you drive away, I slip myself into the boot.
And, if I might ask a question, why were you waiting outside for me, Fay?
Because, Monsieur Bruce, last night I rang you on the telephone to tell you that I overhear trouble for you.
Ah, remember that.
I overhear more. And it leads me to believe that the one responsible for the trouble is Monsieur Deauville.
Roger?
Oh, but after what happened, could anyone suspect him?
I should certainly hope not.
Or could they?
Was Roger Deauville an enemy? It meant that our meeting and everything that happened had been coldly planned. At the time, I couldn't believe it. Meanwhile, what of the word Mama Rosa, the vital clue in Operation Death Ray?